Good morning. Today is January 11th, 2016, and I'm Becky Spieth, and I just want to thank you for spending time with us this morning. We've got a beautiful, beautiful start to a new year. I've just seen so much intention around everybody that I'm talking to. There's a new fervency, a new urgency, a new like call and almost command on our lives. And I see people accepting God's call and challenge and really stepping up. And it's just so exciting for me. And I want to just thank you for being on our call today, or if you're listening to the replay. Know that all replays are found on my timeline and then also on Facebook at The Christian Direct Seller. And then also we post them to my website, BeckySpieth.com. They would be located under the free tab. There's also some prayers and some Bible verses and some different things there. You know, the Lord put it on my heart many, many years ago to start a Bible study and to really start ministering in the marketplace and empower you to be able to do the exact same thing. So whether you work another job, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, whether you are an entrepreneur or just a friend invited you and you're just here to come and check us out, I just really appreciate you being here, and I don't take this lightly. I'm going to open with just dedicating our time to the Lord in prayer. We'll have our study time, and then we'll close out in prayer for each one of the requests that have been made before the call started. Father God, I just come before you, and I just pray that you would speak through my mouth of clay, that you would give me supernatural recall of your word and your wisdom, that I would decrease and that you would increase, that your word would be spoken through my mouth, Lord. I just surrender myself completely to you and your will, and it would be able to be received by those that are listening to this call, Lord. I just thank you that you love us so much, that you give us your word, that you give us each other, that we can spend time together. Lord, and I pray that you'll just bless this time that we have, that we will not just have it be that we sit and we listen and we pray, Lord, but that we have a life that is changed, and we go and we change other lives as well. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we're going to be talking about relationships, and I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty much impossible to be alive and not be in a relationship of some sort, because even if you're struggling with maybe a marital relationship or boyfriend, a girlfriend, a son, a daughter, a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, whatever the relationship might be that you feel has been lost, I want to encourage you today is a day that it can be restored, and also encourage you that you can be in relationship with the Lord, and I'm telling you, it doesn't get better than that at all. But I want us to really focus today on what God's Word says about relationships, because we want to be in relationships with God, you know, and in God's way. One of the things that as I was praying for our call today, I just kept asking the Lord, what would you like me to talk about? And overwhelmingly, I just kept hearing relationships, relationships, relationships. We need to enrich our relationships if we've got good relationships, constantly working on them. I've always thought that a relationship is 100%. And 100%. You've got to be willing to, it's not 50-50, you do half and I do half. It's 100% on each person's part. And God has given us so many scriptures. When I look at the Bible, I just think it really is just a love letter. It is a manual, a guide for us before we get to heaven on how to have relationships with each other, with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. I mean, it just really is everything that we need to know. So I could quote the Bible today, but I know you don't want to stay on the phone that long with us today to go through the whole thing. But I wanted to highlight several different verses. And then at the end of our call, we're going to be going through a call or a prayer of forgiveness, which is also on my website, BeckySpieth.com, under the free and under digital downloads. But today, let's start off with this. Psalm 19:14 says, "May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Now, I love this because it talks about the words of our mouth. And we know that thoughts are things, right? And thoughts, you think, probably came from your brain or your head, right? But he's talking about the thoughts of our heart. I believe thoughts really start in our hearts, in our spirit man, in the soul realm. Think about how much our soul affects everything we say or do. right? And that's where, that's the seat of the emotions. That's the mind, the will, and the emotions. So just as a quick inventory, and nobody has to tell me or raise their hand or anything else, where's your thoughts been over the last 24 hours? Let's just do a 24-hour inventory. Were they all pleasing to the Lord? What about the words of your mouth? Boy, I can tell you probably the number one thing in my life that has hurt my relationships more than anything, whether it was someone to me or me against someone else, were sharp words or words that I shouldn't have spoken or words that I thought, you know what, well, I deserve to be able to say that to them because they hurt me or because, you know what, they just need to hear it. Those were the ones that destroyed the relationships. They weren't words that were spoken in love or kindness. Love is patient, love is kind, according to 1 Corinthians 13, right? Well, let's continue and talk about some of the other verses about relationships. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. That's Proverbs 17:27. Proverbs 12:18 tells us some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Do you need healing in your relationship? Do you need healing in your life? It's pretty clear here. The words of the wise bring healing. Matthew 7:3 says, "And why worry about a speck in the eye of your brother when you've got a board in your own eye?" Isn't that true? Boy, it's so easy to see the speck in somebody else's eye, usually because it's the same as the board we're holding in our own eye. And birds of a feather tend to flock together. But when's the last time you were so concerned about someone else and completely ignored the big board in your own eye? Proverbs 20:19 tells us that a gossip tells secrets, so don't hang around someone who talks too much. Is that you? Is that the company you keep? I love this one. James 1:19 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." How important it is that we listen. You know, it's been proven many times over in multiple psychological studies that when people are listened to, that they have the same chemicals inside their body release as they do when they are being loved. So most of us don't know the difference chemical-wise. It's just a tiny, tiny difference between being loved and being listened to. When's the last time you just sat down with your kids, your husband, your wife, maybe a coworker, and just listened? Have you asked lately, tell me about your life, tell me the best things going on in your life, tell me what can I pray for, and not have it be because you really want to know the dirt and the gossip? When's the last time you truly listened? And let's take this a step further, not just other people, but when's the last time you were obedient to the scripture that tells us, be still and know that I am God? When's the last time you listened to God? Not just gave him your laundry list of, okay, God, this is what I need you to do today, but you just said, Lord, I love you, and I'm here to listen. God desires more than anything a relationship. He's not into religion. He's not into any of those things that are counterintuitive of love and of listening. The Word tells us in 1 John 4:8, whoever doesn't love doesn't know God, because God is love. If you're feeling inside that there's, you know, some anger and frustration, that's not God. God desires to do a good work in you. And he needs you to surrender. He needs you to say, you know what, I might not need to be right because, Lord, you loved me even when I was still sinning. Let's just talk about some more relationships, husband and wife here, Colossians 3:19. And you husbands must love your wives and never treat them harshly. That means a look. That means words. Ephesians 4:26, it says, "And don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry." Is there something that you need to ask the Lord for forgiveness on? Is it because you've gone to bed angry? Or maybe because you've hurt someone else or harbored anger or bitterness? And God doesn't tell us that for his good. He tells that to us for our own good. God loves us. He doesn't want roots of bitterness taking hold in our hearts. There's so many things in the Word that tells us that even those roots of bitterness cause us to be sick, cause some of the disease. You know, many times as I look at, oh, I've got a pain in my neck. Oh, am I being a pain in the neck or is somebody else causing me a pain in the neck? Oh, I'm having some issues with my shoulder. Am I shouldering things that I haven't surrendered to the Lord? My feet hurt. It tells us in the Word that beautiful feet carry the gospel. So am I walking in the way that the Lord has asked me to walk? I'm not saying that every single time your feet hurt that you're not walking according to what God would have for you. But isn't it interesting that we're a triune being? We are a spirit man. We have a soul. And then we're in a meat suit. But I think they're all so closely interconnected that it would do us good to take a little more notice if we're having some issue. Is it because we are depleting the body, the meat suit that we're in, and so it's affecting our spiritual walk? We're not spending the time with the Lord because we haven't based it on priorities? Or is it something in our spiritual walk that's manifesting physically? Or is it the soul realm, the mind, the will, and the emotions, and it's affecting both? Proverbs 17:14 tells us, "Beginning a quarrel is like opening a floodgate, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out." Isn't that the truth? How many times if we would have kept our mouths shut when there was a quarrel about to erupt, but instead we said something and it opened up a floodgate of hurt and wounds and anger and frustration and sharp words. I mean, and so many things where it all could have been avoided by just taking it to the Lord and letting him work it out. You know, it tells us in the Word that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against evil powers and principalities of darkness. It's the evil one we're battling. It's not the other person that you're looking at. It tells us in Ecclesiastes 7:8-9, "Finishing is better than starting. Patience is better than pride. Don't be quick-tempered, for anger is the friend of fools." Now, I don't know about you, but I do not want somebody saying, "Hey, that's that fool Becky. She's just crazy and she's foolish." I want somebody to think that I'm wise. I want the blessings of that wisdom, right? It tells us very, very clearly in Romans 12:19, "Do not quarrel with anyone." It's pretty clear there. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of gray area around "do not quarrel with anyone." "But be at peace with everyone just as much as is possible." It tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, "So encourage each other and build each other up just as you're already doing." So what would happen if you really were in the heat of something and you had somebody that just was on your last nerve? Okay, I don't know about you, but I've got one last nerve, and it's a big one. And that's the one that everybody wants to stand and pounce on, right? But what would happen if we decided instead to take a deep breath, surrender that part to the Lord, and then look for a way that you could encourage and build someone else up? I can tell you that I've been in many situations where the relationships, we just didn't get along, and I was trying to do my best at times, sometimes not, but most times, but we just could not get along. And I went to the Lord in prayer, and I said, "Lord, what can break through this stronghold? Because I do not want to stay in this situation. I want to be in a place where we can be in a relationship. We might not have to be best friends, but Lord, I don't want bitterness for them or for me." And the Lord told me to pray for them. He says, "I want you to bless them." And it tells us that we're to bless those that curse us, right? That we're supposed to go the extra mile further than what we've been asked for. Those are all scripture. The golden rules even, you know, where we're supposed to do unto others, where we're supposed to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. However, to be honest with you, I don't want people doing some things for how I've been treating them. So I've got to adjust the way that I'm treating them. Can you imagine what would happen instead if you would encourage them or pray for them? And the Lord told me the only way that I could break through and break free was to bless them, to really pray them and ask for a blessing. And I thought, okay, Lord, so I just prayed for them, and I said, Lord, bless them. And he said, oh, no, 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 no. He said, I want you to think about what would really bless their life. Well, and for the one person, she needed a new van, a minivan, because she had lots of kids and was babysitting, and she didn't have a vehicle, and she felt kind of trapped, and it made her kind of frustrated and angry. And I realized that wasn't my problem, and she still should have treated me professionally and nice, but she didn't. But the Lord said to pray for her, pray a minivan in for her. So every day I prayed a minivan in for her, and I claimed the color and all the bells and all the whistles and more than she even would ever have asked for, and a newer model than what she would have been able to afford, and that God would just bless them. And you know, the first call I got back was, oh my gosh, you are not going to believe what happened to me. I got the most amazing vehicle, and it was almost like she was going to rub my nose in the fact that she's got this beautiful new van, and they got this crazy amazing deal on it. It took about 3 months, I'll be honest with you. It wasn't something overnight. She called me with that, and she came to try to be a little malicious. And I said, oh my goodness, I'm so happy for you. I said, tell me about it. I want to hear all about it, what you love most about it. It kind of threw her off her game. She didn't really know how to respond back to me. She was shocked that I could love her when she thought she was calling to get me and kind of rub it in my face. And that was the start on the restoration of the relationship. And I've seen this happen many, many times. And I didn't once tell her, well, you know you got that because I prayed for you. I left that between me and the Lord, because that was the Lord blessing her. And we were blessed. And we never became great friends, but we came cordial, and we could see each other at professional and at family events. It was so much better. I knew that the Lord didn't put me on the earth to point out every flaw in everybody else. I was working on the big boards in my own eyes and asking the Lord how I could bring restoration to that relationship. You know, there's so many different scriptures, you know, that come to mind, and we could keep on this topic alone forever, really. But I want to just bring up one important scripture around relationships. And it's Proverbs 27:6. It says, wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. It might be hard. It might be hard to have to be the one to say, you know, let's be in relationship. How can we move forward? I'm so sorry you feel that way. Please forgive me. Please forgive me on behalf of those that have wounded you. But I can guarantee that if you take those steps, the Lord will honor that. He has to work on their heart too, but make sure that your heart is right. And it is so true that even if a friend wounds you, it's so much better than kisses from an enemy. And keep in mind that Philippians 4:13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. John 15:13 says, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That goes for your brother, your husband, your wife, your coworker, your crazy neighbor that drives you nuts. It goes for all of them. Each person is just as valuable in God's eyes. So let me ask you, is there an area that you need to surrender to the Lord? A place you need to ask forgiveness? Today's your day of freedom. God wants you free today. He doesn't want you walking around with that to any capacity. God loves you, and he wants you to be healed. He wants you to be well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we love you and we thank you. Lord, I just praise your name for these incredible reports. Cancer-free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, Lord, that Bob was able to share that testimony, Lord. How encouraging. And that you have provided, and we give you the glory for those, that money, the $8,000 from the unexpected places. And Lord, that you're releasing to him more finances, Lord, and to all of us and from those unexpected places. But, Lord, I ask that you would release to him the money that is owed him. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray for Chloe and Shannon's family, Lord, as they lost their lives in this tragedy, Lord. Pray for their brother and son. I pray for their husband and father. And for those that love them most, bring comfort and peace to them. Lord, I pray that you will take what the enemy has intended for evil and for harm, and that you will turn it to good. Lord, we know that Timothy and Stephen have both had the diagnosis spoken over them of cancer and COPD. We rebuke that now in Jesus' name. We cancel that assignment from the enemy in Jesus' name, and we call forth healing into their body. You tell us in your word that by your stripes we were healed. The healing is there. Help them to receive it, Lord. If there's any sin in their life, Lord, I pray that you would just help them to come to true repentance. Help them come to you in a new way, helping them to see that you are their healer. Help them to believe with unwavering faith, because you tell us in your word that we can have all things that if we will believe and not waver in our faith. So, Lord, give them an extra measure of faith. Lord, help them to have a guard before their mouth and anyone else around them, that they do not speak disease or death over them. We rebuke the death angel in Jesus' name, and we call forth healing, restoration. We command each cell according to the authority that Jesus has given us by his death, burial, and resurrection. We call healing into their life. And Lord, I pray that you tell that you, Holy Spirit, you are the breath of life. And Lord, I just pray that you will just breathe new life into them. You tell us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So Lord, you just keep bringing this to my remembrance, that there's so much death that's been spoken over them and that they continue to confess this. Lord, it's probably unknowing to them, but help them to remember not to speak death over their own life, and that they understand truly that the circumstances around them and within them are changeable, and your word is not. And so, Lord, you tell us that you've brought healing. You tell us that they can have it, that they need to walk in the power that's been given to them. And, Lord, I pray that you would send godly men to speak into their lives, Lord, that they would have the eyes to be able to see it, the ears to be able to hear it, and the heart to be able to receive it now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, breathe new life into them. Lord, we know that many of us have decided to go to a higher level, but I pray specifically today for Lenora, Lord, that you would give her the strength, according to your word, to make the changes that she needs to be. Help her to stay and be obedient, according to your word. And Lord, I pray right now for Bonnie's husband, that his shoulder up until this point has not been healing properly, Lord, so show them what they need to do, the shift they need to make, so that we can give you glory and honor for their healing. Give his doctors wisdom and direction, but Lord, I just believe that you want to take the burdens off of his shoulder, and that you want to bring healing and restoration to that and to those relationships. Father God, I pray that you would heal all relationships. Anyone that's here, Lord, that you've given us all the ministry of reconciliation, so that all of the relationships that have been askew will be restored. And Lord, we know that above all things that you want us to be prosperous and in health, even as our soul prospers. And that's our mind and will and emotion. So Father God, we honor you and we bless you. And with all of our soul, our mind, our will and emotions and all that's within us, we want to bless your name. It's you, Father God, who crowns us with love and tender mercies. You fill our lives with good things. I praise you and I give thanks to you and proclaim your greatness, Lord. I want to let the whole world know of you and what you've done. Thank you for being patient with us and with that your compassion towards us is unfailing and that your mercies are new every morning. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus to make a personal commitment to walk in the God kind of love. We've made decisions to love and forgive everyone who's spoken or come against us right now, or those that we love and we care about, Lord. we refuse to hold any ill feelings, unforgiveness, offense, strife, or discord in our lives. Please forgive us for this and for gossiping, lying, and even for rehearsing this over and over again in our mind and playing that over and over again, what has been done to us. Forgive us for that, Lord. Help us not to do that again. We want our heart to always be pure and perfect before you. You tell us, according to your written word, that love never fails, and perfect love casts out fear, and faith works by love, and the greatest of these is love. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by Holy Spirit. Love is the first fruit of the Spirit that is to grow and to develop in our lives. So, Lord, I pray that you would help that fruit of our spirit of love to grow. And above all, Lord, we know that you gave us a new commandment that we are to love everyone. And sometimes that's hard, Lord. Your word tells us that if we forgive those who have sinned against us, that you, our Heavenly Father, will forgive us. However many times we forgive to forget, we refuse to forgive, and you won't forgive us of our sins if we don't forgive others. So please forgive us for not being forgiving. Father God, I'm also reminded daily of the call to forgiveness. Today we choose to forgive. Please forgive us for minimizing and dancing around or waving off any offense versus just dealing with the mess in the way that your word instructs. I also see how my conflict avoidance has been a thin veil for unforgiveness in my heart. And it could be that for those that are listening. So, Father God, I just pray forgiveness right now and ask forgiveness in Jesus' name. And right now, Lord, I pray that as names are coming to our heads and our hearts as we were talking today and even in our prayer time today, as they come, Lord, and if I haven't truly forgiven them or we haven't completely forgiven them from our heart, I ask that you would do that. And please forgive us of our critical spirits, self-righteous smuggery, holding a grudge, and fertilizing self-righteousness. Lord, help us and help others like me. Also, forgive us for not letting go of our pain. I release it now along with any unmet expectations that we've held. There are moments that we've wanted revenge more than we relished your lavish grace and love. Have mercy on us, Lord. Jesus, forgive all those who have persecuted and crucified him, Lord. And Jesus, I know that you've done that, as well as those who personally attacked you. And Stephen even forgave those who railed against him and stoned him. And if you could forgive, Lord Jesus, when they were crucifying you, and Stephen could forgive when they were stoning him, I know and believe that we can forgive anyone who's come against us and our loved ones. This is because we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. Lord, remove the blockages in our hearts that have been causing this unforgiveness. Specifically, Lord, we pray for those individuals that you're bringing to our heart and our minds as in remembrance, those who have had offense caused against us or to us, and may be causing or creating offense, causing this blockage. Bless them, Father. And Lord, help us to find those things that we can pray specifically about and bless those people specifically with specific things. Free us from these offenses. And Lord, I praise you for already forgiving all of my sins, past, present, and future. Every sin of word, thought, and deed. I praise you for not merely waving off my sins, but for paying the supreme price for your life and your death. And I purpose to continue in the process of forgiving anyone else that you bring to mind. Help us all to do that. And I refuse to harbor unforgiveness in my life by your strength. Help us all to do that. We're going to purpose to be patient with them. And I know that I cannot and do not desire to do this on my own. And I know that the others listening do not desire that either. So, Lord, thank you for your love that never fails and never gives up on us. Help us to forgive all the people that have hurt us or those that we care deeply about. Heal our emotions that have been wounded and teach us how to love unconditionally. Holy Spirit, please remind me daily to use your power, your living word that's living inside of me. Lord, help me to forgive the past so that we can move forward into the future as we press toward the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we just want to confess this in faith. Jesus, I know that you said that I can have what I say. Therefore, based on the written word of God, my confession of faith is as follows. In the name of Jesus, we're not going to be moved by what we see, by what others do to us or say about us, nor how they treat us. We refuse to be a carnal Christian. We choose to be spiritually mature in the Lord. And if no one else in the body of Christ walks in the God kind of love, That's none of my business. We are going to walk in the God kind of love. We don't hold a grudge. We don't hold bitterness. We do not have resentment against anyone. We release them to you. Let this offense go. And we refuse to allow our flesh and carnal nature to dominate us. We refuse to be ruled by any emotion or feeling. But by your Spirit, we will walk in your Spirit. We will walk by faith and not by sight. We will always walk in the God kind of love. And because we do, we're going to reap the benefits of a long life, good health, and divine protection according to your word. Everything always works out for good, and whatever we do will prosper. We do not sit at the seat of the scornful, but on the contrary, we are ruling and reigning in this life with Christ Jesus. Satan has no place in our lives because we have no guile in us. We love everyone with the same kind of God love, and we never return railing for railing. We are always quick to forgive and slow to speak. We're not easily provoked, and we think evil of no one because our trust is in the Lord and not in men. And since we operate our Christian life in the God kind of love and have forgiven everyone of everything, we are always blessed with the blessing of the Lord. We will refrain our tongue from evil, and our lips will not speak guile. Therefore, our faith is not hindered, and we know God has heard and answered our prayers, as it's written, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if your heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do all the things that are pleasing in his sight," according to 1 John 3:20 through 22. Thank you, Father God, for always helping us to forgive others and walk in this kind of love. We thank you for all things and for the amazing week ahead of us. Help us to be faithful, to fulfill the call in our lives, minister in the marketplace, and share your good work and your good word. We love you and thank you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for being on the line with us. I know this was a little bit longer call. I just wanted to make sure that we were able to cover some of those prayers. If you've been blessed, or you've got a prayer request or a praise report, don't hesitate and think you have to wait until Monday. You can always private message me on Facebook. You can find me at The Christian Direct Seller on Facebook as well. Or, if you've got my other contact information, please don't hesitate to reach out. But I'd love to hear your praise report, your prayer request, and know that I love you. And I really appreciate you taking time to spend with me each and every Monday morning. Feel free to invite friends. If you see the post come up on my timeline or in the Christian Direct Seller time feed, feel free to pass that forward. I really want us to just be able to minister where God's planted us, and I just really appreciate that you allow me to do this for you each and every week. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for praying for us as we'll be having travel this week. We love you. Make it an incredible week, and I'll be with you again next Monday. Bye, everybody.